The Kli Yatra, towards the beginning of the Parsha, explains the flow, or at least the juxtaposition, of the various mitzvahs which were given towards the beginning of the Parsha, starting with the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, or the Isra of Avodah Zarah. He says this is one of the single mitzvahs where machshava is enough to be mechayev of the person. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarf machshava ra'al lemaisa, Avodah Zarah. Machshava defines the Avera. Then we go from there into Karbonas, and the Machshava, you know, Machshava is Pigol. That again, Machshava is enough to create a psul in the Korban as opposed to Maisa being defining it, but Machshava is sufficient. Immediately thereafter, the Torah discusses the opposite end, he points out, which is the mitzvah of tzedakah, or the mitzvah of peah, and leket, and shikha, where specifically the mitzvah is done without any machshava. Like Rashi points out at the end of Parshas Vayikra, this is one of the sole mitzvahs where when a person drops up a, you see from the mitzvah of leket, where you drop the item, the mitzvah of shikha, where you forget the item, and you get tzchar for that, that if a person would have a penny, a coin drop out of his pocket, and thereby not only would find it and be benefit from it, that he would get tzchar for the fact that he's helped and ani, even though he had no intent at all to do it. So by tzedakah specifically, and possibly you could extrapolate to mitzvahs better than the chavero, in general, the deed itself has a very significant role, much more than the machshava. The mice itself is much more important than the machshava. It reminds me of a story which I saw in a magazine that used to come out, published by Rabbi Lyman's uncle, Rabbi Yeshua Lyman, called Light Magazine. And he has a story over there where a woman tells a story of how she was involved in a stucco, and she made a tea to benefit the stucco. And during the middle of the tea that she was having, one of her children got into her young child got into her hypoglycemia pills and swallowed many of them, which was a life-threatening situation. The doctors really believed that the child was going to die. And an ace happened and the child survived. And immediately afterwards, she started thinking, how was it that she was, while she was having this stucco benefit in her house, such a dangerous thing should happen. She started wondering, well, she didn't really have Kona L'Shem Shemayim, and she wanted to show off her nice house and her nice dishes and her nice clothing. She had different machshavos, and it plagued her very much. So she called Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal said, when a person comes to Shemayim, as many people refrain from doing things to help other people to accomplish, because they are afraid they're not going to do it for the proper reasons, the proper kavana, and they end up not doing it. But when you come to Shemayim, the main thing is that the fact that you came with the ma'isim, you came with the actual ma'isa, so you accomplished, and that's why at the end an ace happened, and the child was saved. The name of the article was "The Benefit and the Doubt." And he stressed very much. So we hear this at Machshava that the Kli Yatra is pointing out that tzedakah specifically, the result is very much a significant point of the Maisa, more than the actual Machshava intent while you're doing it. So a person does something to benefit somebody else in a positive way, even though they didn't have the best of kavanas, it's a tremendous thing. Never wait until we're going to get it perfect to do it.